Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest that you get your study materials, your notepad, your iPad, your pens, your pencils, highlighters, all those things that you need for good study. And I also ask if you can hear me clearly. Give me a shout out, let me know that you can hear me. Start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to come into a yet another Sabbath day, another day to give you praise and give you honor through thy Son, Yahushua. We ask of thee, O Father, to open our hearts to receive the wonders of your word on this Shabbat day. And may we enjoy your presence with us. May we open our doors freely when you knock and open them so that you can enter and sup with us. Father, we thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of this week, giving us the strength that we needed, and being what we needed you to be throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the healing that you brought to our congregation throughout the course of this week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for watching over us and encouraging him and uplifting his spirit so that he could get through the situation that he was in. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for thy son, Yahushua. And we thank you. And we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation, Yahweh, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom, Mr. Rael, once again. This is Yara Al, and we have another session. And this session is a name, You Will Be Great for My Team. The previous lessons we talked about how the Father loves us and that he's there for us in good, bad, and in-between times, and how he loves us. But sometimes I think, you know, we as humans, we forget about his love, and we wonder if he still loves us because of our, you know, shortcomings and our imperfections. So the next lesson came after that was, you know, all of Israel is not bad, letting us know that, you know, we do good things at times, and the Father sees those good things. But we have to strive to do good and righteous things all the time. He understands that we're going to fall short. But as long as we're not out there making it a habit of trying to do wrong and seeking how we can disappoint the Father. Because as we go from day to day, what are we striving to do? We're striving to be little messiahs. We're striving to show Yahushua in the world. We're also trying to have that word ingrained in us by studying and practicing it throughout our days. So like I said, in this lesson is, you know, the Father is letting us know that you are great for my team, you know, because we've read in various scriptures where he chose us. We didn't choose him, but he chose us. And sometimes we as humans and as believers, we wonder, did you really choose me? And we start to stumble. We start to stumble because he's constantly checking us. He's constantly making sure that this is what we want to do because we made a commitment to him. And he constantly put us in situations to see whether or not we're truly committed to him as well as he is committed to us. So this, like I said, this lesson, and, you know, I had a couple of other, you know, other little sayings in regards to what the title for this particular lesson was going to be. I had one, you're on my team, you know, from the football analogy, you know, because, you know, as we know, if for those who are football fans, you know, we just came out of the Super Bowl was last weekend, you know, you had a quarterback that was winning on another team, and then all of a sudden he goes to a new team, and bam, he does the same thing, you know, he took him to the promised land, and, you know, so that's, you know, where this whole thing came from. You know, and then I had another one, you will be good for my squad. You know, at the end of the day, the Father, he's chosen us. He's handpicked us, you know. And I'm going to start off with this particular scripture because this scripture came to my mind just a few minutes ago. And it's Hebrews 11:1. You know, we've heard this scripture many times. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. And see, one of the things, you know, and I was going through some things right before this lesson, you know, in regards to, you know, understanding that, It's about faith and it's about patience. You know, sometimes we have that faith, but that patience is not there, you know, or we have that patience, but then we don't have that faith, you know, but the two of them goes hand in hand. And, you know, because things happen according to the Father and according to His will. And we as believers have to sit back, relax, and watch, but stand firm in what we understand and what He has shown us from previous experiences with Him and with His Son. So we're going to start off, first scripture we're going to start off, the lesson is, I'm going to read Psalm 16. Because, this particular lesson is, you know, it's words of encouragement for us as believers. You know, we're coming up on some, we have troubling times in our world. We have troubling times within ourselves. And sometimes we just need to encouragement to let us know that, hey, I got to keep on going. I got to keep on going. And, you know, we also have to realize that our level of persecution is slightly different than the persecution that the Messiah went through, but yet we're still going to get that level of persecution. And we have to have faith, and we have to be strong and of good courage, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And He tests our faith in these little small issues. Small issues, you know, and as we get older and as we walk with the Father and following the Messiah and following the Word, those things become a little more intense, a little more intense, a little more intense, a little more intense, you know, because now he's strapping you in, you know, because, you know, because in the end, the battle was going to be hard fought. And just like, you know, in the various, you know, stories we had, like with Gideon, you know, how he dwindled, you know, that group of men down to 300 people. You know, when we deal with the Messiah, you know, and when he was walking and he had many people that were studying with him and coming around. But, you know, he had 12 in the end, 12 that was strong for him. You know, but then, you know, we have to realize that even one deceived them. I mean, one was deceptive. So ultimately, it was 11. You know, so, but, you know, just want to encourage everyone on this evening. And hopefully the scriptures that the Father allowed me to put together for you all can, you know, bring the levels of encouragement that it gave me. To understand that I'm on a great team. And when we're reading the scriptures, you know, we didn't already won this battle. But we have to understand and have faith that we've already won the battle so that we can constantly be encouraged within ourselves and with each other. You know, constantly encouraging our brothers and sisters to continue. You know, letting them know I'm here for you. I'm here for you. You know, so like I said, I'm going to start with Psalm 16. I'm going to read it. It's from, you know, it's on 11 verses. And the translation I'm reading from is the scriptures. It's the 1998 version. So it reads a little different. And throughout the course of the lesson, I'm going to be reading from two different Bibles. One is the Aramaic Bible and plain English. I'm going to read from that one also. And I'll let you know, when I get to that particular one, because they both, these two Bibles read slightly different than the King James. Psalm 16, verse 1. Guard me, O El, for I have taken refuge in you. I have said to Yahweh, you are Yahweh. I have no good besides you. As for the set apart ones who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, and whom is all my delight. The sorrow of those who run after another are increased. I would not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor take up their names on my lips. Yahweh is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You uphold my lot. Boundary lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, a good inheritance is mine. I bless Yahweh, who has given me counsel. My kidneys also instruct me in the night. I'm going to stop here for a minute because I had to look this word kidneys up, and I need to understand the connotation of it. So we're going to go to your Hebrew lexicon or your any concordance. It's in the Hebrew, it's 36:29, and the word is kilia, and it's a feminine kili, and it says only in the plural. It says a kidney as an essential organ. As we know, the kidney in our body is an essential organ. It's one of those. It's the organ that I think it filters the blood. No, the liver filters the blood. But I think it filters the blood also. I stand corrected. It filters waste. And then it says, figuratively, the mind as the interior self. So when he's saying this, you know, I'm going to read it again. I bless Yahweh who gives me counsel. My kidney or my interior self or my mind also instructs me in the night, letting us know that, you know, when we're sleeping at night, you know, we can ponder on his word and meditate on his word, you know, because that's what we're supposed to do. You know, that way we won't be overtaken in our slumber because we're constantly standing on his word, rather in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. I'm going to start over on verse 8. I have set Yahweh always before me because he is at my right hand and I am not shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my esteem rejoiced. My flesh also dwells in safety. For you do not leave me being in the grave, neither let your kind ones see corruption. You show me the path of life. In your presence is joy to satisfaction. At your right hand, a pleasures forever. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Be given thanks always for the sake of every person in the name of our Messiah, Yahushua, to Yah, the Father. Be subject to one another in love of the Messiah. So understanding, family, this is one of the things, because we're on the same team, we have to continue to show the love of the Messiah to one another. Because if Messiah be in us, that love that he has for us will be shown to those that are around us. Because we are one body, and he is that head. First Thessalonians chapter 5, and it reads, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the desire of Elohim and Messiah, Yahushua, for you. Understanding that every situation we have to sit down and we have to give praise and we have to give thanks and we have to ask for his guidance, because he will guide us the right way. Psalms 33, verse 22, and it reads, let your kindness, O Yahweh, be upon us, even as we wait for you. Psalms 145, 1 through 3. I exalt you. And this is interesting. After I wrote it down, I realized this is, you know, in our flock, we sing this. I was thinking about singing it, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. Sorry about that, family, but yeah. And it says, I exalt you, my Elohim, O Sovereign, and bless your name forever and ever. All day long I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. This is the one who has chosen us. He chose us for his purpose. He loves us, saying that we're going to make mistakes. But he loves us anyway. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. And it reads, and let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be filled with thanks. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing with pleasure in your hearts to the Master in psalms and songs of praise and spiritual songs. And whatever you do, in the word or in deed, do all in the name of the Master Yahushua, giving thanks to Elohim, the Father, through him. Standing family, once again, we are part of a body. We are a part of Yahushua. We have a work that we must do. We have to have faith that the thing that we are doing is constantly making this body function properly. And the way we do that is by constantly staying in his word, constantly helping one another, constantly demonstrating faith, constantly working faith. What James say? Faith without works is dead. So we have to work that faith. How do we work that faith? By being testimonies of that word. That's what we do. We can't be just talking the word because it sounds good and it's timely for a situation. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. And our Master, Yahushua, Messiah himself, and our Elohim and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good expectations through favor, encourage your heart and establish you in every good word and work. See, this is what Yahushua has done. He establishes us through the good works and through the deeds that we do. Why? Because we're mirroring him to the world and to each other. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And that's how come he's saying, hey, we ain't all, in the last session, we ain't all bad. We make mistakes, but we ain't all bad because we're not striving to do wrong. We're striving to show the righteousness of Yahushua to this world and to one another, but ultimately to ourselves. Because if we see the righteousness of the word and we're demonstrating these things, then we will become like him. We will be showing our faith in that word that we're striving to constantly do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. And the Elohim of peace himself set you completely apart in the entire spirit and being and body. Be preserved blameless at the coming of our Master Yahushua, the Messiah. He who calls you is trustworthy, who also shall do it. See, he's calling us. He's calling us. We talked about him knocking at the door. Would he say, I'm going to send my spirit to you to open up that knowledge that has been given to you of his word? He calls to us. Do we listen attentively? We read in the scriptures many times, he said, he who has an ear, let him hear. What are we hearing? We're hearing him. That's what we're hearing. Just as he heard the Father speaking to him, we hear him talking to us. Because what is he doing? He is transmitting a message from the Father to us. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. And it reads, Elohim is trustworthy, by whom we were called into the fellowship of his Son, Yahushua, Messiah, our Master. See, we've been called. We've been called, family. We've been called. And this is where faith comes into play. You have to have faith that you have been called to be a part of his body, to be a part of his team, to be a part of his assembly, to be one of those stones in which he wished to dwell in. That body, that soul, that we have responsibility over now. Calling us. He's talking to us. He's encouraging us. He's strengthening us. Now we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 6 and 7, and then I'm going to read verse 10. And it reads, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of Elohim, so that he exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, for he is concerned about you. And Elohim of all favor, who called you to his everlasting esteem by Messiah, Yahushua, after you have suffered a while, himself perfect and settled you. You understand what he's saying right here? We're going to go through something. We're going to go through something, but that something that we're going through is perfecting us. And it's also strengthening us. It's giving us that character. That's what it's doing. Because that we're trying to get, the fruit of the Spirit, those different characters that we're going to be demonstrating. But what he has to do is get those works of the flesh out of us. And those are the things that we're being tried on, the works of the flesh, with that knowledge of the truth and righteousness, that we have to get rid of those things. We have to stand on his word and resist the adversary, because that's what the adversary uses to cause us to fall short or to use as a distraction to get us to waver. But he helps us. He strengthens us because he's already shown us that he has overcame. The adversary confronted him, and he fled from him. And he will do the same to us when we come in the same authority, the authority that Yahushua has given us through his word. From here, we're going to go to Psalms chapter 9, and I'm going to read the whole psalm. And it reads, I praise you, O Yahweh, with all my heart. I declare all your wonders. I rejoice in exalting you. I sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. For you execute my right and my cause. You sat on the throne, judging the righteous. You have rebuked the Gentiles. You have destroyed the wrong. You have wiped out their names forever and ever. The enemy is no more, ruins everlasting, and you have uprooted the cities. Even their remembrance has perished. But you, Yahweh, abides forever. He is preparing his throne for judgment, and he is judging the world in righteousness. He judges the people in straightness. And Yahweh is a refuge for the crushed ones, a refuge in times of distress. And those who know your name trust in you. For you have not forsaken those who seek you, O Yahweh. Sing praises to Yahweh who dwell in Zion. Declare his deeds among the peoples. For he remembers the seekers. He remembers the seekers of bloodshed. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Show favor to me, O Yahweh. See my affliction by those who hate me. You lift me up from the gates of death, so that I declare all your praises in the gates of the daughters of Zion. I rejoice in your deliverance. The Gentiles have sunk down in the pit which they made, and in the net which they hid their own foot. Yahweh has made himself known. He has done right ruling. The wrong is snared in the works of his own hands. Meditation, Salah. The wrong returns to the grave. All the Gentiles that forget Elohim, for the needy is not always forgotten. Neither at the expectancy of the poor lost forever. Arise, O Yahweh, do not let man prevail. Let the Gentile be judged before your face. Put them in fear, O Yahweh. Let the Gentiles know that they are but men. Salah. The last reading for the night, family, is Psalms 34. And it reads, I bless you, Yahweh, at all times. His praises is continually in my mouth. My being makes his boast in Yahweh. Let the humble hear and be glad. O make Yahweh great with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor one cried out, and Yahweh heard him, and saved him out of all his distress. The messengers of Yahweh encamp all around those who fear him and rescues them and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that take refuge in him. Fear Yahweh, you set apart ones, for there is no lack to them who fear him. Young lions have lacked and been hungry, but those who seek Yahweh lack not any good matter. Come, you children, listen to me. Let me teach you the fear of Yahweh. Who is the man who desires life, who loves many days in order to see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and his ears unto their cry. The face of Yahweh is against evildoers, to cut off their remembrance from the earth. The righteous cry out, and Yahweh heard, and delivered them out of all their distress. Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted, and save those whose spirit is crushed. Many are the evils of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of all of them. He is guarding all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil does slay the wrong, and those who hate the righteous are guilty. Yahweh redeems the lives of his servants, and none of those taking refuge in him are guilty. Family, that's the last reading for the day. Just encourage everyone to go over these scriptures, reread them, see what the Father opens your eyes to in regards to them. But he opened my eyes to read them for you all, to encourage you to strap in, have faith in him, and have faith that he has chosen you for his purpose. And he loves you. He cares for you. He hears you. He sees you. Just want to encourage everyone. You know, and it was, you know, he also, you know, took me this route because, you know, I don't normally do this, but I had a real trying week. My week was trying. I was, my patience was wearing thin, you know. I kind of put it on the fact that I'm aging, and my patience is thin, you know. I don't like silliness and stupidity, you know. And at the same time, I was having foolishness going on in my mind, you know, trying to relate the two, you know. They both was, you know, trying, you know, my faith. You know, like I read in some earlier scriptures, you know, we pray, but then, you know, at the same time, you know, the Father is not in the, you know, we live in a microwave generation, but he doesn't operate in a microwave generation. He operates on his time. So throughout the course of the week, you know, I was doing my praying and I was expecting these things to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. But, you know, he just brought to my mind the story of Daniel, how he prayed. He said that he answered his prayer right when he sent it up. But when the messenger was bringing it to him, it took him 21 days. So that's just a reminder to me as a believer, and a reminder to you all. You know, when we do pray, we have to have patience also. Because some things are answered right away. All things are answered right away. When you get it, is when you get it. Because when you get it, it's right on time. The understanding is right on time. And that's what it's all about, getting understanding as we walk with Yahushua. Gaining understanding of our purpose. And our purpose is to love one another and be a perfect example to one another through Yahushua, through all things are possible. Constantly showing our faith in him, in his word, constantly being a testimony to this world system. So I encourage you all, continue, strap in, make sure your armor is secured, make sure that your blade is sharp, make sure it's not rusted, you know, because, you know, you put it in that sheath, if you don't use it, it might rust. If you don't use any of your equipment, it might be faulty. So constantly sharpen your tools, because the Father is there to assist you in sharpening them. We're supposed to bounce things off of one another. And we're supposed to also share. And what are we sharing? We're sharing that word. We're sharing that word with all those in whom we come in contact with. Because Yahushua fed the people. He fed them. He fed them both physically and spiritually. And if we have that opportunity to feed someone, both physically and spiritually, then do that. Because the only thing you're doing is showing an example of the Messiah, of Yahushua. That's who you're showing an example of, Yahushua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank thee for giving me another opportunity to come before your people and to bring your message. May the words and the scriptures that we went over today, may they resonate in the minds of those who are listening. May it open their hearts and bring them closer to you through thy Son. May it strengthen them where they're weak. May it heal them where they need healing. May your word be what each person needs it to be. They can continue to be in right standings with you, through thy Son, Yahushua. Father, we thank thee for this Sabbath day. We thank thee for your love. We thank thee for thy kindness. But ultimately, we thank thee for Yahushua and what he has done for us, giving us an opportunity to make it into that sheepfold, giving us the opportunity to come through that door, opening our ears so that we can hear. May we continue to incline our ears to your word and to hear the truth of your word, and to continue to follow the Lamb wherever he shall go, understanding that, as the scriptures say, believe in Yahweh, you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, you shall prosper. Understanding that the prophets are the ones who house the seed of the truth, which is Yahushua. May you continue to open our hearts and bring us closer to you. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful slumber and enjoy the wonders of this Sabbath day. Shalom.
you for bringing us all through. I may not have everything I want to have, and I may not be everything I want to be.
But Lord, you gave me everything I royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Them called you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. First Peter 2:6, a pleasure for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we were the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people.
Chosen people, royal priesthood.
Hey.
Royalty.
Chosen people, royal priesthood.